takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
The people are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. And who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
Easily I approach the microphone. This land of jokes, can't leave it alone, cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these little scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just human ammunition and collateral deep. That's why millions of us
to Lone Lantern Radio. Understand I'm representing the voice, the majority. I am your host and founder of the Lone Lantern Society, Gary Franchi. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. You know, we're going to talk about some headlines, and we're going to take your calls tonight, because we are broadcasting live. It's February, what is it, 7th now? Yeah, I think it is, actually. Yeah, Wednesday, February 7th. It's about 7 p.m. Central Time. So give us a call. We want to hear your thoughts on some of the news we're going to talk about tonight, some of these new projects we're kicking off at lonelantern.org. And if you know the answer to the famous quote, you're going to win a free DVD. And if you call in tonight and we're feeling gracious enough, we will send you one also. So the open line number tonight, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Give us your thoughts. We want to hear what you're up to, what you think's going on in the world today. You know, I'm not here to make you a follower or for you to follow me. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. You're listening to the Republic Broadcast Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you haven't yet, go check out the petition. We want to get RBN on Sirius Satellite Radio. And that's going to let us have a reach of millions and millions of people. And we need to get more people listening to this network. We need to spread the truth farther than it has ever gone before. And this year, it is so vital we do that. 2007 is going to be a pivotal point in the Patriot 9/11 Truth Tax Honesty movement everywhere. If you're a patriot, spread the message that we're trying to get out here at RBN and at Lone Lantern Radio. The famous quote tonight. Well, I hear the bumper music coming up, so you're going to have to wait for that famous quote. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, and we're going to hear what you have to say tonight. We'll see you on the flip side.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency, If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore.
Welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Lone Lantern Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for sticking around. You know, we got this famous quote here, and we want to let you know that if you win, you will, in fact, be the recipients of the Lone Lantern Special Edition America Freedom to Fascism DVD. It contains the film, all the trailers. It actually contains Aaron's Conscious Media Network interview and the Lone Lantern production, Aaron Russo Unplugged. And there's even a special message from me. So if you're going to win this, you're going to get that DVD courtesy of the United States Postal Service and the Lone Lantern Society. So here's the quote. An evil exists that threatens every man, woman, and child of this great nation. And we must take steps to ensure our domestic security and protect our homeland. So if you get that right, give us a call. And Thomas, our engineer tonight, will take your address down and we'll put you on the air and see if you can get it right. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And before we go to Ann in New Mexico, I just want to run down a couple of headlines here. And I just want to put out a reminder, if you're in the Chicago area, our biweekly meeting at the Lincoln Park Cafe is going to be at 6 p.m. this Saturday. We have these meetings every 2 weeks, and we encourage anyone and everyone to come and meet and mingle with some of the other lanterns from the Chicago area. I'll be there. The whole team will be there, and we'll be discussing some of our current actions, such as bringing Mike Berger up to Chicago to show his film Improbable Collapse. And also, you know, we put out a call on the last show to get a copy of the main legislation that rejected the Real ID. Apparently, I understand now that Montana has also passed legislation to reject the Real ID. So we've got a copy of that legislation up on our website. You'll have to go to the homepage. All right, go to the homepage. Click where it says here, the word here. Click that. It'll take you into our forum section. If you haven't signed up already, I don't know why, but get signed up. All you need is a username and a valid email address. You can come on in. You can meet other members from all across the world, communicate, share ideas, post news stories. It's a whole online community we've created for the Patriot, for the Patriots. So we want you to get plugged in. So go there and check out the main legislation. And we want you to make a copy of it. Okay, please make a copy of it. Adjust it to your state. You know, just kind of fix the words a little bit, make it say whether you're living in Illinois, whether you're in Texas, whether you're in Tennessee, Georgia, wherever. Because this Real ID is going to affect everyone across the board. We need to defeat it at the state level. So make a copy. Just copy the text, adjust it to fit your state's, characteristics, so to speak. And take it to the group that you work with. I really encourage you, if you're not already, just start a group. Start a Lone Lantern chapter. Find a Patriot group that's already functioning and get plugged in and say, look, guys, I've got this legislation here. We've got to get it to our congressman. We've got to get it, not the people that go down to Washington, D.C. and take part in drunken sex orgies, but the actual people that are working in your state who can pass state legislation to supersede the federal legislation of the Real ID Act. So what we want you to do is get this legislation into the hands of your state representatives so this can be entered into the state, so it can go up for a vote. We can beat this thing. So I encourage you, please, go there and get the copy of the legislation, okay? And drop us a note. Let us know what you're doing. Let us know that you've done it. Let us know you're going to participate in this. I mean, you know, if everyone's out there running around and no one's letting anybody know that we're all working together, I mean, it just makes our work so much harder. And we need to communicate. And that's one of the things we've created at the Lone Lantern Society website is the ability to communicate your efforts and your desires and what you're doing. Otherwise, we're just going to be lone wolfing it the whole way, and it's going to be a lot harder. And we're going to be stepping on each other's toes and working. And, you know, your work's going to overlap this person's work, and then we're going to be doing twice the work for the same goal. So we really want to try to even out the workload for everybody, and we got to take back this country. So get over there and get a copy of this legislation. We do have some headlines tonight also we're going to go through. Also, we have started our government watch list and our corporate watch list. This is going to be an ongoing little program project we've got. And basically what this is going to do, and we kind of touched base about it one of our last shows, and I believe when I was on Bill Deagle's show yesterday. The government watch list, the purpose of it is to compile a list of senators, congressmen, governors, and appointed officials who have voted for any free trade agreement or any act that causes them to violate their oath of office, which is to preserve and defend the Constitution of the United States. Okay, now when you post that individual's name in the list, please be sure to give a brief summary of their crime against the American people. Okay, this is going to serve as a starting point to have these officials removed from office, tried in a court of law, convicted, then punished severely by either imprisonment or execution. Okay, whether or not you agree with the execution is really irrelevant. Okay, the decision will ultimately be decided by the judge or jury. The point is that an example needs to be made of these criminals, and they need to be held accountable for their actions. Papers need to be drawn up at the moment that official votes contrary to their oath, and they need to be served within days of their vote. Okay, they've got vote, they've got watch lists on the citizenry. They've got these no-fly lists and people who are a threat because they don't agree with their political views. You know, now we're going to be compiling the watch list on them. Okay, if you're afraid to post their name, well, then you've already let fear make your decision for you. And we've already lost. And you have let tyranny prevail. So if you love your country, then do something about it. Okay. Just a reminder, also, the famous quote, I don't believe we have a winner yet, but I'll say it again. An evil exists that threatens every man, woman, and child of this great nation, and we must take steps to ensure our domestic security and protect our homeland. I'll give you a hint. The answer is on our old homepage. Okay? So, lonelantern.org. You can actually go to the old homepage. And our chat room is open. Get on in there, lonelantern.org/chat.html. Join the conversation with the other Lone Lantern Radio listeners. I also want to tell you about our corporate watch list. Okay, we've got the government watch list. That serves as one program, one thing we're going to be focusing on. But the corporate watch list is a little bit different. These guys are a little bit more slippery. You know, the government folks, you know, there is recourse. There's actual recourse you can go to have these individuals removed from office or tried in a court of law, all while they're still in office. Or, you know, we have a course of events or a system that we can go and actually get these guys out. But like I said, the corporation CEOs, these guys are slippery snakes. And it's going to take a little bit more pressure and a little different style to get these guys out. You know, to put the pressure on these scumbags. And the purpose of that is to compile us the corporate officials who have actively worked to export jobs and have sacrificed the American people in the name of profit. Okay, the corporate officials who have or are working in tandem with those government officials who are dismantling the American Republic for a new world order. Okay, these are the people that are putting the profits before the people. Okay, they don't care. I mean, someone just sent me a clip, and it was just a devastating video clip. I couldn't believe what I had seen, and I posted it in our forum, too. You can go there and check it out. You can watch it. That Bayer Aspirin actually sent medication that was tainted with AIDS to France, Spain, and Japan. And I guess this was several years back, but they knowingly sent tainted AIDS medication or AIDS. They sent some kind of medication to these countries that was tainted, and like thousands of people died, and nobody ever was held accountable. They said, "Whoops, you know, it was just an oversight." Yeah, da 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 da. You know, they gave some typical corporate BS jargon to. You know, as their reason, excuse. I mean, this can't go on anymore. Why are we letting it go on? So we want to get a list of these people who are making these decisions and who are letting these decisions, you know, who are implementing these decisions. We know it starts at the corporate hierarchy and it goes down to the peons who are, you know, just pushing the paper. And we know those guys are really not the ones to blame. It's really the scumbags at the top of the corporate pyramids that are causing a lot of these problems. So what we want is as much detail about them as possible. We want their work addresses, work phones, home addresses, home cell phone numbers, everything. We want their work schedule. We want as much detailed information about the specific CEOs as you can. This is going to be an ongoing investigation into all the personal data of these corporate scumbags, okay, these corporate elite, the people that are selling out the country. So what we're going to do, once we have this information, like the government list, it's going to serve as a starting point so the pressure can be put on these officials so they can no longer bully the people to make a buck. Once a sufficient amount of data is collected on each person, we're going to target their homes for protests and rallies. not on their properties, but on the public sidewalks and streets around their home. We will canvass their neighborhoods with leaflets announcing that they have...
Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time, the consequences of being at war, and therefore in danger, makes the handing over of all power to a small caste seem the natural, unavoidable condition of survival. War, it will be seen, not only accomplishes the necessary destruction, but accomplishes it in a psychologically acceptable way. In principle, it would be quite simple to waste the surplus labor of the world by building temples and pyramids, by digging holes and filling them up again, or even by producing vast quantities of goods and then setting fire to them. But this would provide only the economic and not the emotional basis for a hierarchical society. What is concerned here is not the morale of the masses, whose attitude is unimportant so long as they are kept steadily at work.
We are broadcasting. We are back from our break. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. We do have some callers on the line. We have Ann in New Mexico, Fred in Pennsylvania, Paris in Illinois. And trust me, I do want to get to you all. I just want to finish my train of thought here because we're talking about this corporate watch list that we're going to be compiling. And, you know, we got to put these guys on notice. These people cannot run around, you know, taking advantage of the American people like they have. The corporate watch list, basically what we're going to do once we've got the corporate watch list in place, we're going to go to these individuals' personal homes. We are going to invade their private space, okay, and We're not going to go on their properties. We're not going to break into their homes. We're not going to do anything violent, okay? Keep that in mind, okay? This is not a violent situation. But we're going to stand on their public sidewalks, on the streets around their home. We're going to canvass their neighborhoods with leaflets announcing what they've done to families in the name of the dollar. Because these people really are just scumbags out for their own good. The point is to have these corporate criminals to be held accountable for their actions, because we want them to face the people when they come home at night. If you're afraid to post their name, just like the government, you have let fear make your decision for you, and we've already lost, and you have let tyranny prevail. If you love your country, then do something about it. A couple of the headlines tonight is the Zbigniew Brzezinski suggesting that a false flag event could kickstart the Iran war. One of the global architects of the New World Order, author of the Grand Chessboard. It's kind of a strange thing that he would come out and suggest it, because he's been one of the big planners of these, invading the Middle East. Interesting little article there. There's a bill banning iPods in crosswalks slated for Albany. So if you're out there in Albany, you might want to listen to this one. Also, Hillary Clinton leaps ahead in the Democrat race. And a 9/11 government conspiracy? I wouldn't be surprised, says the editor of Tycoon paper. Let's jump into Brzezinski. Top globalist warns Congress of provocation or terrorist attack inside the United States. Former National Security Advisor and founding member of the Trilateral Commission, Zbigniew Brzezinski, tactfully warned a Senate Foreign Relations Committee last week that an attack on Iran could be launched following a staged provocation in Iraq or a false flag terror attack within the United States. That is a very interesting revelation coming from Zbigniew. Brzezinski alluded to the potential for the Bush administration to manufacture a false flag Gulf of Tonkin type incident in describing a plausible scenario for a military collision with Iran, which would revolve around some provocation in Iraq or a terrorist act in the United States blamed on Iran, culminating in a defensive U.S. military action against Iran that plunges a lonely America into a spreading and deepening quagmire, eventually ranging across Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Brzezinski was careful to highlight the word defensive as if to discount its credibility, suggesting that the Bush White House itself would be behind the attack or provocation and subsequently use it as a pretext for war. A man such as Brzezinski, with decades of experience in the top echelons of U.S. foreign policy establishment, a man who has the closest links to the military and intelligence agencies, would issue such a warning at an open hearing of the U.S. Senate has immense and grave significance. Think about that for just a second. Is this guy who, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who outlined, the invasion of the Middle East for American interests in his book, The Grand Chessboard, finally coming around saying, this is just not a good idea. We need to, step back and assess the situation. I mean, maybe this guy's having a change of heart. I don't know. I don't trust these guys any more than I can throw them. So keep your eyes and ears open, my friends. These people are always planning something to distract us or to throw us into another, escalation of war. So stay on guard, my friends. Now let's jump to this bill as banning iPods and crosswalks. I mean, how stupid can this be? New York. First it was cell phones and cars, then trans fats. Now a new plan is on the table to ban gadget use while crossing city streets. Okay. So what we're going to have, we're going to pay the police to stand on the street corners and make sure you're not wearing your iPod when you cross the street. Okay, I understand the safety implications here. You can't hear the cars. I mean, I understand that. But to make a law, I mean, come on. Does everything have to be a law? Everything? Every time there's a problem, we got to issue a law? Come on, this is just ridiculous. I'm so sick of these things happening. You know, in Chicago here, you can't drive around on a cell phone. You can't. And when they first passed the law, I felt like a criminal. I felt like a criminal in my car driving on while talking on my cell phone. How stupid is that? Now I just drive around. I don't care. If there's a cop sitting next to me, I'll talk on my cell phone. I just don't care. I mean, if that cop is going to get out of his car in the freezing Chicago weather because I'm on my cell phone and he wants to issue me a ticket, then fine. You know what? I'm not going to pay it. I'm not going to show up in court. I'll rip it up and throw it away because I think it's that ridiculous. These cops out here in Chicago, they haven't enforced. I've been on the phone so many times when these cops are around in my car. Nobody has ever given me a cross-eyed look, ever. Okay, this is just ridiculous. So to see that are they really going to have cops patrolling the crosswalks for kids with iPods? Give me a break. let's see. We all seem to have one, an iPod, a BlackBerry, a cell phone, taking up more and more of our time. But can they make us too distracted to walk safely? Well, some people think so. If you use them in a crosswalk, your favorite electronic devices could be in the crosshairs. Legislation will be introduced in Albany on Wednesday to lay a $100 fine on pedestrians succumbing to what State Senator Carl Krueger calls iPod oblivion. Are you living in iPod oblivion? Are you living in cell phone oblivion? Do you block the world out around you when you're walking down the street with your little white pods in your ears? I mean, to each his own, but let's think about that. We're going to start finding people. I mean, these legislature, they just want to keep digging and finding new ways where they can just reap a couple more dollars from the American people. Just disgusting. We're talking about people walking, sort of tuned in, and in the process of being tuned in, they're tuned out, Krueger said. Wow, what a hipster. Tuned out to the world around them. They're walking into speeding cars, they're walking into buses, they're walking into one another, and it's creating a number of fatalities that have been documented right here in the city. Okay, I don't want to see anyone killed. I don't want to see anyone hurt. I want to see people safe, and I know everyone else does. But so many of these laws are passed in the name of our safety because they just think that we're stupid pieces of sheep or cattle, you know, walking aimlessly around this world, and they just need to, like, reel us in with laws and scare us with terror alerts. That's their mentality. That's what they really think about you. I mean, why are they wasting their time passing legislation in Albany on stupid iPods when the Real ID is going to be implemented federally? Across the country in May of 08. Like, come on. Can't we think of better things to do with our legislation? Anyway, dump that article in the bin of whatever. I'll think of a name for that bin. The trash bin for now. Hillary Clinton leaps ahead in the Democrat race. The London Telegraph's reporting that Hillary Clinton has surged to the front of the field of candidates for the Democratic Party's 2008 presidential nomination. According to new polls, Hillary Clinton commands the support of 35% of voters who say they are likely to attend the Iowa caucuses, according to a poll conducted by American Research Group. Former vice presidential candidate John Edwards, who had been in poll position on other early polls, was second with just 18%. You think by voting for Hillary, something's going to change? You think that by voting for a Democrat, something's going to change? That's what they want you to think. This whole next election is going to be staged so that the Democrats win. The Republicans have screwed up sufficiently, specifically, Bush and company passing all these laws violating the Constitution, which they should be removed from office for. So they're pissing off the American people at such a point oh, well, let's just get a Democrat. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to have this age of prosperity like when Clinton was in office. Let's go back to that. And well, it's a lie. It's a falsehood. Don't believe it at all. Don't vote for Hillary. Vote for Ron Paul, okay? Ron Paul for president. Send him money. Send him whatever you can to support him. Get out, hit the streets, and let people know that Ron Paul is going to be the next president of the United States, okay? Don't believe these stupid polls. Don't believe, the hype. They're hyping up Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all these people. You know, these people are globalist elite scumbags, and they we need to have a complete clean house. We need to strip all these people of their power, and we need to get the real American people in there. America, stand up and run for office, okay? And support Ron Paul. Hillary Clinton. I'm going to dump that one in the trash bin, too. 9-1-1 government conspiracy. I wouldn't be surprised. Let's see. The Jewish Daily Forward. Rabbi Michael Lerner, longtime activist and editor of Tikkun magazine, has published an essay saying he is open to the possibility that the American government may have been behind the September 11th terrorist attacks. He says, I would not be surprised to learn that some branch of our government conspired either actively to promote or passively to allow the attack of 9/11. Lerner wrote in an essay published in the new book, 9/11 and the American Empire, Christian Jews and Muslims Speak Out. Lerner added that he would also not be surprised if it turned out that the attacks were not the result of a government conspiracy. He says, I am agnostic on the question of what happened on 9/11. He wrote in his essay for the book, which includes articles by other contributors arguing that a government conspiracy was behind the September 11th attacks. As other authors in this collection have shown, there are huge holes in the official story and contradictions that suggest that we do not know the whole story. Well, I think it can be successfully argued that the buildings did come down in a controlled demolition, that we do need a new investigation. And if you haven't seen Improbable Collapse yet, definitely go to improbablecollapse.com and check it out. I mean, the scientific evidence is there. The NIST report even said it, that, you know, the NIST report proved that the building held up to its specifications. The only way that it could have failed is if thermite and conventional explosives were placed in those towers. So if you're hearing any other theories floating around about who was responsible, or what was the cause of it, or what flew into those towers, don't be distracted, please. Stick to the facts, stick to the science, stick to the residue that we found, that Stephen Jones found, this residue of thermite on the steel beams of the towers. Let's just stick to the facts. Let's not get sidetracked in divisive topics and, you know, other issues. The buildings came down to controlled demolition. We know that to be true, and we want a real investigation. And we want to support the first responders out there, too, that are suffering and dying from the dust that came that day. More and more people are coming out about the truth of 9/11. I recently spoke with an individual. Can't reveal his name at this point, but you know, he was very animate about what he had learned, and he's actively out there trying to spread the message. So, you know, I want to give let's go to these callers that are patiently waiting. I want to thank you so much for waiting. Anne in New Mexico, Fred in Pennsylvania, Paris in Illinois. Please be patient. And Anne, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Real good, and you?
I'm doing great. Talk to me. What's going on?
I used to live in Chicago.
Oh, well, it's freezing up here.
Where are you, the near north side?
I'm actually just a few blocks from Wrigley Field. Yes, home of the
Yankees
and the Cubs, yes.
Far north.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I should say cold.
Yes, very cold.
Yeah, you were speaking about Ziggy. You know, I'm reading right now The Conspirators' Hierarchy, the story of the Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman. And on page 28, here's a quote from Ziggy's book, The Technotronic Era. This will encourage tendencies. He's talking about up-to-date files and every citizen on the planet. This will encourage, quote, this will encourage tendencies through the next several decades toward a technotronic era, a dictatorship, leaving even less room for political procedures as we know them. Finally, looking ahead to the end of the century, the possibility of biochemical mind control and genetic tinkering with man, including beings which will function like men and reason like them as well, could give rise to some difficult questions.
Wait, who said this?
Ziggy's. Zabrinsky.
Oh, my.
Zabrinsky, yeah. This is Ziggy's book called The Technotronic Era.
Holy
the cow. Big No Brzezinski, you know, I can never pronounce. I call him Ziggy.
Yeah,
CFR, one of the, you know, one of the elite.
Yeah. What was the name of that book again? I want to write that down.
The book is called The Technotronic Era. This is on page 8 of John Coleman's book. Unfortunately, he doesn't give a page number where this was taken out of this book. You know, I like page numbers and footnotes.
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't, yeah. But he doesn't have it. But it's the Technotronic Era, so that's written by Ziggy, too, in addition to the Grand Chessboard. Yeah, they tell us what they're going to do, you know?
Yeah. These guys are so arrogant. They publish their own agenda. Yeah.
And the end game, you know what it is? The end game is complete control of the planet's resources, people, currency, and governments.
Well, the biggest problem that they really have is the American and the flow of information that the internet has been allowed. And, you know, they want to be able to control the American people and the freedom that the American people have,
mm-hmm.
especially freedom of speech, the freedom of the press and such. They need to quash that. They need to suppress that to a point where we're living in total fear where they can go on with their agenda in the name of safety.
They're not going to succeed because the spirit of the American people, that is, if they're following Yahweh, is unbeatable.
Yes, and
if we're following Yahweh, He will give us the strength to move forward. By the way, what's your site? Lone Lantern.
LoneLantern.org.
Okay.
LoneLantern.org.
I don't have a computer, but I can get to a friend's place and check it out.
Yeah, check it out. We've got a lot of great stuff there. It's kind of in the middle of a transitional process right now. You can still check out the old site, too. There's links all over. We've got an interactive forum. We want people to get plugged in and communicate with others.
By the way, speaking about currency, there's only 5 countries in the world that don't have a central bank. Guess who they are?
Who?
Iran, North Korea, Sudan, Cuba, and Libya. All of these just happen to be on George Bush's Axis of Evil list. Isn't that interesting?
That's interesting. You know, I got this
from Joan Vian's economic newsletter.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Now, as far as your quote goes, you know, every time you give out a quote, I'm running around, you know, digging out all my books and trying to figure out who said it. And I'll take a guess.
Okay, you could take a guess, but we do have the winner on the line. And
you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Fred in Pennsylvania, he's on the line. And
all right.
He's already won, but I'll give you a chance if you want to give it a shot.
Well, let me see. It's either somebody that headed up the Homeland Security or it was Herr Bush himself. George W. Bush?
No, you're not correct. But
okay.
I'll give you a little hint, and we're going to go to Fred next.
Okay.
So stay tuned, you'll hear. It is somebody that Bush admires.
Admires? Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they follow the same playbook.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna send you a DVD anyway.
You are. Thank you.
So stay on the line.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much.
Thomas is gonna send you the DVD or get your information.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ann.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary.
Anytime. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, Fred in Pennsylvania, you have the answer to our quote tonight.
Adolf Hitler.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, you are Adolf Hitler.
And you know, when they use the word father, I mean, they use the word homeland, it's like saying fatherland. It gives me the chills when I hear Bush and Chertoff and these people talk about homeland because it's not a patriotism that's true to constitutional principles. It's just a blind patriotism. And Gary, I want to ask you, do you have any kind of, not a chart, but could you briefly tell me, like, what other talk show hosts you hang with, you know, on RBN? Like, what are the ones that are akin to you?
The ones I've communicated mostly with, Richard Reeves, he's got a show on Sunday. I'm actually going to be his guest this Sunday. Dr. Bill Deagle, I've been frequent guest on his show. John Connor has Resistance Radio on a competing network every Sunday at 10 o'clock as well. So these are some of the guys I communicate with and work with. And not to mention people that are working off the air. I mean, we're dedicated to working with people like G. Edward Griffin and Aaron Russo. In fact, I spoke with Aaron Russo just the other night about his health, and we're going to have him as a guest on the show next week.
Great. So, and is that the DVD then? A lantern lone lantern version of Freedom to Fascism.
It's Aaron's film. It's nothing's different about it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, there's nothing changed. The only thing that's different, why we call it the Lone Lantern Special Edition DVD, is because we went ahead and added a couple of our own productions onto the DVD. So you have Aaron's film, you have his trailers, you have also the interview he did with Conscious Media Network. And then you also have a production that I put together called Aaron Russo Unplugged. Which is basically a Q&A session that Aaron gave after one of the first screenings of his film, a very revealing, interview about his points of views. You can watch it at Google Video. Just type in Aaron Russo Unplugged in Google Video. People have clipped it and cut it up and put it up on YouTube as well, so it's there, it's available if you want to get a preview of it. But we're going to send you a copy of the DVD.
Great.
Nothing fancy about it. You know, it's going to come to your house. It's handwritten on the front. Or I think our guy, I think he's going to be printing something on the label.
Is there going to be a conference that I could possibly get to of RBN folks? I'd love to meet Dr. Bill Deagle. I'd love to meet you and John Stadmiller. I barely missed that Washington D.C. event where John was.
If you can get out to Phoenix, I am scheduled to be speaking in Phoenix at the 9/11 Accountability Conference.
When is that?
That's going to be at the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. Go to 911accountability.org.
Okay.
Be there. I'm not sure. They got a whole list of everyone who's going to be there speaking at that website, 911accountability.org. So check it out. And I'd love to meet you too. I mean, we've all got to work together, and just because, well, I have a radio show doesn't make me any special else out there. We're all working hard.
Well, I've found out some incredible scandals on my own. I mean, the way radio is, people are not really able to really understand it if I go into it. But there's some incredible scandals that I have found out on my own, and there is a tremendous move to control all information, and it's done in such an incredibly clever ways. But I have found out how exactly some of these scandals are operating, and I'm not really that good of a writer, but I certainly use the phone to my best advantage.
I encourage you to. They've got these little handheld voice recorders. You can pick them up at Best Buy. If you can't type, or if you're not a good writer, and you're more vocal, go pick up one of those dictaphone things. And it's all digital, and you can plug it right into your computer when you're done using it, and upload it, and then you can actually start recording your own audio segments and sharing your thoughts with other people. And I encourage you to do that at LoneLantern.org. We've got a tremendously complex network that we've created. We spent a lot of time and money putting this thing together at LoneLantern.org so that people can share their thoughts and ideas And we'd be very, very happy to hear some of your ideas and some of the things you've investigated to share that with the rest of the community. So, Fred, we're gonna send you this DVD. Talk to Thomas. He's the engineer tonight. He will take down your information, and we're going to get that out
all
to
right.
you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Fred. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for tuning in. Tell others about the radio show and LoneLantern.org. We got to spread the message and unify and unite and act immediately. Thank you, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple minutes left in this break. Actually, not very much time. Paris, are you still there? Paris in Illinois?
Hello?
Hello, Paris. How are you?
Yeah, good. And I like your show and everything. And you see, there's a great site you can go to. It's called whatdoesitmean.com. And they explain the ancient, you know, if you look at, like, dragons, if you look at, you know what I'm saying? The ancient dragons who wanted to control us back in the thousands of years ago. And the same thing is happening again, you see. And we have to fight this back and try to delay it, you know.
Well, the ancient dragon has been known as Satan.
Yeah, Satan, you know, whatever, there are like many names for it. But, yeah, I'm saying is we have to try to delay it and move it back.
Hey, and Paris, stay on the line. We're going to come back to you on the flip side of the break, okay? Stay on the line, Paris. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
All right, we're back, Lone Lantern Radio. It is great to hear the Peace Frog sound again. in my headset here on the Skype. Oh, man, I love that song. You know, he says, blood in the streets in the town of Chicago. You know, we don't want to see blood in the streets. We want to, you know, we want to restore this republic peacefully. And, you know, one of the things we're going to start by doing is getting this Real ID Act rejected. So get over to the website and get a copy of that main legislation and adjust it to fit your state and take it back to your group or do it independently. You know, we got to work on this together. Submit it to legislation in your state and supersede this federalization of our country. Paris, are you still on the line?
Yeah. Yeah, there are great books on the website, you know. It's very good website by Social File. And I would recommend that all of you go to the website because it is losing money. It is going down into this evil. We have to support the website in order for it to exist even longer. It's the largest news website in the world with alternative news services.
What website is this?
WhatDoesItMean.com.
WhatDoesItMean.com. Okay, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, and also, and do you have any other, like, your patriotic songs or music? Because I listen to RB a lot, and there are a lot of CDs of patriotic music going, you know, when the show starts. Like, is there any way to acquire these good songs?
You know, I don't know what songs the other hosts are using or how they, you know, have decided or chosen or where they keep them. I mean, all the songs that I use, you know, I keep them on my server. I really don't know what to tell you there.
But do they sell them in other websites or anything? Or is it like somebody creates them?
The song I use at the beginning of the show is by Paris. You want to check that out. Your name happens to be Paris. Well, Paris is the person that opens up our show. Also, we have, what else? There's a custom song that was done that took some text or some from the verbal, what is it, the book on tape of 1984. Someone set it to music, and that's what you hear more towards the middle of the show. And then we have the Doors Peace Frog play just before the show closes. The tail end of our show, we use the song that was from the movie Fight Club.
Okay, one last comment. We should get the republic back. This nation has to. We need to succeed. If we don't, we'll be gone. You know what I'm saying? We have to succeed. The civilization will be gone as we know it.
You're in Illinois. Where in Illinois are you?
Westmont, Illinois. It's like 20 minutes from Chicago, I think.
Well, you should come out to our meeting. Come out to our meeting. It's at 2413 North Clark Street this Saturday in Chicago. Okay? Come out and meet with us. We are planning on how we're going to restore our country. And you sound like you got a lot of passion, Paris, and I want to see you.
And you see, I'm also a person who I'm blind, too.
Oh, you're blind. Well, that's fine. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm just saying, and you see, I have a screen reader, so I've done so much research on all this, and it's so interesting, everything.
Paris, we're closing out the show. I want to thank you for calling in. Go to lonelantern.org and plug in, and you can communicate with us there. Communicate with me directly there as well. And thank you for listening to the show tonight, Paris. And as a friend of mine said, when he woke from his long slumber, what did he say? He said, take over the code. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. We'll see you on Friday.